morning thing that rocks.
Hey there, good morning. Lyrics. It is 7:37. Brock Hunter, welcome to it, the Plan B morning show. And we got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. And you can be part of the Specialite team now because they are hiring. Hit them up online, Specialite, right here in Southwest Michigan. Your topic for the day today, you know, obviously the pandemic has caused us to miss out on a lot of things. No secret there. However, what are some things that you don't miss? All right, like, all right, I'm glad that's gone. You know, it's been good.
Uncle John, I haven't been able to see him because of the pandemic. He's been quarantined. And you know what? Don't really miss the guy too much.
Jeez, good God.
Well, he's the loud one at the table. You know, he's always like causing problems. You know, everybody's got that family member. And I think a lot of the family things were kind of, you know, halted this year because nobody wants to hang out with each other because of the old corony.
Well, so I hope
a lot of
if your Uncle John's not listening right now, for God's sake.
Oh, he's listening.
Uncle John, you piece of trash.
You suck.
Yeah. Okay, no, I haven't seen anybody. Yeah, we're going to keep it that way, you jerk.
You know, just trying to have a nice family dinner here, and you're always causing problems. You always say something.
It's always you. Bringing up your flat earther stuff. Damn it, Uncle John, you cut it out. All right, well, thank God you didn't say me, because apparently you're aiming for people on this one.
You know, here's another one real quick for me. And yeah. This might correlate with a lot of people working from home. Is the one thing I don't miss is, like, having to get up and, like, get dressed and, like, make sure that you're, like, decently presentable. You know, because you're going to see a lot of people that day at work. Well, I'm working from home. I don't have to do that anymore. I can just get out of bed and, like, dude, I can be completely naked right now.
Working. I don't.
You have no idea.
I don't want to steal that from you, but I was going to say the same thing. You know, this summer, and we're super grateful that we were able to do the Screaming Yellow Summer, but pretty much every single Zoom interview that I did for the Screaming Yellow Summer, I wasn't wearing pants. Well, I was wearing, like, underwear, but I didn't have to. All I had to do was put on a nice shirt. Sometimes I just have a nice button-up on and my boxers on, and, you know, it's nice. It's nice to have that. I don't miss having to get all gussied up, man.
Here's the thing. If you're not wearing pants nor underwear doing a Zoom meeting, you have full trust in that phone mount. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, mine was super glued. All right. It was super glued to the stand.
JB welded that thing to the wall.
I had weights. I had tent pole weights on my phone stand to make sure that thing wasn't falling over. Hey, you end a video real quick that way. But yeah, no, I agree with that. I think honestly a lot of people will echo that because so many people had to get up, you know, do the hair, shower, do all. And now it's like, okay, you know, maybe just kind of fix the hair a little bit.
Let's add another one to this list, Brock. So a lot of people bitching about this Zoom thing. I don't want to Zoom. I look terrible. So here's the other end of it. You could be going to the meeting.
Yeah.
You could be going into that room with all of those people sitting there. At least with Zoom, you can sometimes turn the camera off and go use the bathroom. Nobody really knows.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, come back, boom, you're right back in the meeting. So here's the thing with Zoom, guys. You can bitch about it all you want, but what do you want? Do you want to go to the meeting?
No. And the other nice thing, too, is a lot of those Zoom meetings, they end a lot quicker than, I mean, I've been in some meetings where I'm like, oh, my God, just end this for God's sakes. Now, Zoom meetings, you can kind of like, all right, hey, let's wrap it up. There we go. And then you're done. So
it's because nobody wants to talk over each other. Nobody. It's got to be structured a little bit. You know,
exactly.
Let's get to the point.
I like it. But all good answers. All good answers. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. All right, we've missed out on a lot of stuff because of the pandemic, but let's look at the silver lining. What do you not miss because of this? We're going to get your answers. Got some great answers on Facebook. We'll be back with more. Stick around. It's the Plan B Morning Show.
WIRX.
We all mine.
Everything that rocks.
Come on.
I do miss Ja Rule. I think we could all agree on that.
Yeah. Now, how about this? How about this early 2000s rap?
Yes.
I know we're on a rock station right now, and some of you guys are probably like, bah! But dude, come on.
Yeah.
The early 2000s rap was pretty damn good.
It's fantastic. I mean, you got this. Just bangers, man. Anyway, it is time for your Specialite topic of the day today. We've missed out on a lot of stuff because of the pandemic, but what do you not miss? Let's take a couple phone calls here, see what you don't miss. WIRX, hello.
for your thing, for the upside to come out of this pandemic.
Yeah.
For all the masks, now I don't get to see all them ugly ass people.
Wait, so you don't have to see ugly ass people?
Right. Well, I mean, half the people got the face coverings on, so you can't see all the ugly masks. So that's an upside to it.
Oh my God, I love it. All right, buddy, thanks for the call. Yo mama so ugly.
So
that,
ugly.
That the world faked a pandemic just so she had to cover her face. Oh, damn.
Oh.
Let's take another phone call. What don't you miss? WIRX, hello.
I would say the human interaction.
Just in general. You don't miss hanging out with people.
Nope. I don't miss hanging out with all those people that you got to just associate with because of it.
just associating for the sake of associating. I get you. All right,
so,
man.
You know, it's kind of a good thing.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
Is it terrible to say that I'm kind of on board with that? Because there's been a handful of things like that friends had planned that got shut down, and then I was kind of like, oh, I'm really glad I don't want to go to it.
I think so, because it's early on.
Yeah.
But trust me, man, human interaction is something you do not want to get away from. It makes you human.
All right,
you know what I'm saying?
Thanks, Gandhi. I mean, come on.
Shut up.
Didn't know we were getting all deep with our feelings around here,
Hunter. You just want to sit over there in the corner by yourself for the rest of your life. I don't think so. I think you're saying it because, well, right now.
Now.
Because it's early on.
I think here's the thing is that there's a small, so the older I get, the group of people that I do want to hang out gets smaller and smaller. Not saying I don't want to see people, but I'm going to be honest, we get roped into doing stuff all the time. My lovely wife, Kiki, is a very social person. So she's usually like, oh, well, so-and-so's doing this. And then I said we were going to go to this. I'm just like, ah, I don't even know that person's name. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to go there, and I'm going to hate it. I'm going to hate every second of it.
Yeah, I think I can agree with you on, like, the random times you're out trying to do something, trying to get something done, and you run into somebody, which always happens.
Always
happens. And you never – you didn't see him last week. It's always been years, you know, so you got to sit there, and you got to catch up, and then it's the common talk of – yeah, just working from home and, you know, this mass stuff, huh? How about that? This is crazy.
It has kind of killed small talk, you know, which is kind of nice.
You know? So I guess I'm 25-75 on this.
All right, perfect. Good enough. I'll take those numbers. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. What do you not miss ever since this pandemic took place? We'll be back with more. Stick around.
EYRX, everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. 7:56, Brock Hunter.
What's up? Here we go, bring it in. Come on, it's a Tuesday.
Your special light topic of the day today. What do you not miss because of this pandemic? You know, we've missed out on a lot, but there's certain things we don't miss. April said, I've learned that I can live without Walmart. I haven't been to or purchased anything from them since March. Oh, I don't know how you do it, April. I live there. It's,
you know,
terrible.
What? Here's the thing. I'm going to lay this out here. This is kind of like the Nickelback thing, too, guys. Everybody around me bitches about, well, I hate Walmart. You know what? It's got everything you need. I get it. You go in there. It's like you go in there with expectations every single time you go in. Like every time you go in, you think every lane's going to be open for you to check out.
Yep.
Is that what you think going in there? Because
I don't.
Kind of feels like it.
I go in there ready for warfare, man. I'm all set to go. But when I do it right, boy, I come out ahead. I always do.
And don't bitch about Walmart just because it's cool.
Yeah.
All right? Because you know what? I'm going to sit here and say, I like Walmart, guys. I do.
Yeah.
It's cheap. There's a lot of things in there. One-stop shop. Just saying.
The fact that I can buy groceries and a shotgun just goes to show that it's the greatest place in the world. All right?
Well, what about the people that go to Walmart? That's half the fun.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a website dedicated to it, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Okay, calm down. It's just Sorry. Walmart, buddy.
Sorry.
Let's see. Jennifer had a good one. My commute to and from work. I bet you there's a lot of people that don't miss being stuck in traffic. Oh, this is the worst.
Mm-hmm. Stuck in traffic does suck.
Yeah.
You know, one thing. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say traffic's been down either. I mean, with it, not even just through the commutes to and from work. All in all, it's been lighter, which is nice.
Dude, there was a weird part in the beginning of the old pandemic corona back in March where I was riding my bike at night. And usually it's just crowded. It was drive time. Dude, not a car.
Yeah,
it was. It almost felt like zombie land. I was thinking about it. I'm like, dude, if somebody just showed up, that went in the woods for like 4 months, and they showed up into society, they'd be like, "What is going on?
What happened? How long was I in the woods?" Yeah, very post-apocalyptic almost, you know, especially driving on Napier Avenue before they started working on it. It's like, yeah, this is the end of the world.
This is crazy. What's going on? You know, something that correlates with that I just thought of that I don't miss? High gas prices.
Yeah, they've been down too. Yeah, nice.
You know?
Yeah. I like it. Raylene said going into the office every day. Son of Sam said, I still miss a few things, but my aim's getting better. For God's sake, Sam. Ben said he does not miss in-person work meetings. Yeah, that kind of goes in what we were talking about before. Thank God. Yeah. Ashley does not miss people. Macy does not miss seeing people. Good Lord. This is the most antisocial group of comments I've ever seen. Like, people, screw them. We don't need them. We don't need them. Anyway.
You need to go out. You need to go out and talk to people and have fun. It's good for your health.
Shut up, Nancy.
It's good for your beauty. You know what? If you don't have any reason to get up and do anything anymore.
Do you need a hug, do you? Do you need a hug, you little Nancy?
Why can't it be like it was in the 90s?